Hi, this is Gary Colin for Swiss Pats. Just as when we had Liz Voss from Democrats Abroad to speak about American expats voting in the recent very important U.S. elections, Swiss Pats is again focusing on a crucial topic rather than telling an expat story. Well, we're whisker deep in Movember, the yearly event where men and maybe even some women, I don't know, grow their mustache. But Movember is about more than just growing epic stashes. It focuses on men's mental health. And today I'm joined by Dr. Mekki McNeil from Health First. Welcome, Mekki.
Hi, Gary. Thank you so much for inviting me along to this to talk about this super important topic, Movember. And I love your introduction. There's so much fun to be had with Movember. And I think that's one of the key things that was originally really drove it from the very outset. It's super important to talk about men's health. And the original team who set up Movember way back in 2003, that's what it was all about. But then making it accessible and acceptable is a key part of it too. So there's a lot of fun around it. So we've got Mo Bros and Mo Sisters growing Mo's, being motivated. And I loved your whisker of November there. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Well, it's funny because, well, it's not necessarily funny, but I didn't realize how much more there was to Movember besides just growing a mustache. I think not working in an office setting for so long, that's where you usually hear about just movements going on and stuff. So as far as I knew, Movember was just, hey, grow a cool mustache, as my, well, not quite epic mustache represents. I didn't realize that there was so much more to it. So I'm glad to now be educated to this. So thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, because I think that this one of the key thing is around raising awareness about men's health, because men are just not that good about talking about it. And, you know, there are lots of reasons why that may be. And I'm sure that over the next few minutes, we're going to discuss them. But the key thing is that there are a lot of preventable premature deaths in men through health. Originally, the two key areas that were being addressed with Movember was testicular and prostate cancer. As being key reasons for men dying early, where there are preventable causes by taking action. But this year in particular, and that's why we at Health First are getting really involved this year, it's around mental health and suicide prevention, because this is a big deal right now, but it always has been. But the whole COVID pandemic has really unmasked with it a mental health pandemic, and the numbers we're seeing are just awful, awful, huge numbers of men and women globally suffering with mental health.
Could you just back up and just tell me a little bit about Health First? I'm not familiar with your
organization. Oh, no, I'd be delighted to. So Health First, we're an organization in Switzerland who offer first aid training in both physical and mental health. And we also offer health awareness seminars and webinars now on online as well, just raising awareness about mental health and physical health issues and health prevention. And I'm part of the mental health branch. And really the role, what we do is what we're really aiming for is to try and build that community, that Anglophone community in Switzerland, and really raise awareness. And so that the community can also support each other in these important topics, particularly when it comes to mental health. I think in Switzerland as a whole, there is a huge improvement and increase in support and services around mental health for the Swiss population, and especially the organization ProMensa Sana, who I also work for in another role. They are the leading mental health charity in Switzerland, and they do a great deal of work in raising awareness for mental health issues, offering support. And they, in fact, have the license and launched last year, the Mental Health First Aid Training, which is a global project, a global organization to train people to become mental health first aiders and be able to feel empowered and support people that they see are struggling with their mental health. The problem is that the Anglophone community isn't seeing all that support come through. And we think it's so important to really be raising awareness and creating support networks for mental health in our English-speaking international community here in Switzerland.
Why isn't that support coming through? Just language issue?
It's the language issue, exactly that. It's the language issue. You know, there isn't the resource. We all know that mental health funding is always a stretch at the best of times, and the resource to fund these projects in English is much less. And they're doing a tremendous job at Promenta Sana to try and support that. But I think we, the English-speaking community, can also play an important role here in supporting each other, raising awareness about the particular issues that we are facing as expats. And let's be honest, it's a stressful way of living. You know, when you think of the key life events that can cause mental illness, we talk about moving house as being one of them. As expats, we move house regularly. You know, many expats are moving around every 3 to 5 years, and they're not just moving house, they're moving country. They're often moving job. They're bringing their entire family with them, who are moving schools. So this is a huge, huge, huge life event, amount of stress that as expats, we take in our stride, but eventually it can certainly take its toll on us. And then I think the language issues are also important, because when we aren't feeling so well, be it from a physical or a mental illness, it's more challenging to find that support. It's difficult to find support where we feel able to be understood in our own language. It's sometimes difficult to navigate the different health systems of the countries that we arrive in. So again, there's a huge role there as a community to be helping and supporting each other in all of these issues, not just to talk about it, but also to signpost someone to good support and help them navigate the different challenges that they're facing.
So what kind of things are you doing to reach out to English speakers in particular?
Well, on the mental health side, what we've launched this year is a series of mental health awareness webinars for free. And the one that we're holding this month is around Movember, because we really wanted to tackle the issue of men's mental health. Earlier in October, we had an event to mark World Mental Health Day, and we've got some great events planned for next year. We're going to kick the year off with an event on New Year's resolutions, and then we're going to mark International Women's Day with an event around women's health, and then we're going to take a look later on in the spring at children's mental health, particularly as we lead up to the exam period, because we're excited also to be launching later this year a first aid course that helps parents and adults to support vulnerable young people and their mental health.
That's all great. Maybe we should focus. You have in just a week from today, is that correct? The Movember event, live event?
Yes, Gary, and we're super excited about it. Michelle and I are driven by mental health. We're driven by mental health awareness. We'll do everything we can to raise awareness, but one thing we are not are men. So we've invited a panel of four experts, wonderful experts around mental health. All four of them are doing wonderful work towards raising awareness around mental health. And they're going to come and join us on this event to start the conversation around mental health and men. We've got Thomas Eder, who is a leading consultant psychiatrist in Switzerland, who lives with his family in the UK, so his English is impeccable. He also happens to be the president of Promenta Sana, the leading mental health charity, and he also advises the Swiss government and international organizations around mental health. So he's great to hear his thoughts and views on mental health and mental illness, and particularly suicide in men. Then we've got John Barkat joining us. He was for many years the UN Ombudsman in Geneva, and he was involved in setting up their mental awareness, health awareness project there. So he's joining us. We've got Scott Poynton, who is just the most wonderful, wonderful speaker. And he is one of the English speaking ambassadors for Movember here in Switzerland. And then we've got Carl Wallace, who's set up an Anglophone peer-to-peer group. I don't know if you've come across it, called Blokes and Black Dogs, a fantastic organization, who are set up in the Romandie, but they're spreading across Switzerland, really just encouraging blokes to get together and chat and support each other. And they've shifted their program online now with the whole COVID pandemic. So wonderful, getting men to talk.
How has the pandemic affected your outreach? Things have got to be more difficult now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so right, Gary. The key issue is around isolation. But again, I think for us here as expats, it's probably we're feeling it even more acutely. We manage our expat lives, don't we, with the knowledge and ability to just go home, jump on a plane, see our family and friends. And as Christmas is approaching, this is a time that we would normally very much be planning to get together with our families. We perhaps need it more than any than because of the fact we're separated for so long at the best of times. I think it's having a huge impact. The people, the Anglophone community who are relatively isolated are now even more isolated. You know, for many men especially, but women as well, not being able to go to work and just be with their colleagues, interact normally, but being at home working means it's so important to stay connected using this Zoom and other video channels to see each other. It's really, really important right now. And it is the isolation that's having a massive impact on people's mental health right now.
Right, so what else about the live events? How people need to register, is that correct for the event?
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, healthfirst.ch, you'll find on the front page there the link to register to the event. Please do register because there are limited spaces available. And we really hope that those people who come will get involved in the conversation as well. Through questions and through interactions. We've got some fun things planned as well, just to keep the group as interactive as possible, because this is our conversation, you know, and this is really our hope, is to not just to start this conversation, but through creating this community, keep it going, keep it alive, long after those mows go at the end of November.
Have you had in Switzerland's past Movember live events?
This is our first live event for Movember, so we're very excited about it. But we did have a good response to our World Mental Health Day event that we held earlier. So we're really hoping for a stronger and similar response this time around, and really trying to get as many men as possible to join us, because this is really about getting talking about mental health.
How do you find Switzerland's the mental health support just in general, as compared to, say, England or other countries internationally? Is Switzerland more of a challenge than other places, just overall?
Oh, well, I think Switzerland do offer an excellent mental health program in terms of what's available, but what makes it so much more challenging is the insurance around it. Mm. So whereas in countries like the UK, mental health treatments are for free as part of the NHS, they are very scarce. Many people here are worried about whether or not they can afford it. They're concerned as to whether their insurance will cover it. But actually what we're seeing is a reluctance at the very outset to go and seek help. People are very reluctant to speak up and speak out about how they're feeling for a whole bunch of reasons. And I think in men particularly, I think fear of judgment, fear of outcome, fear of what will happen if I speak out? Will it impact my job? What will people think of me? And shame are really strong reasons why people are not seeking help. And then when they do decide to seek help, they then encounter a whole load of other problems, like where do I go? Who can I speak to? Is there someone available to speak to me in my language? Because if for any of the illnesses, I think mental illnesses are particularly good communication is so important.
It's funny. I was thinking about coming from the U.S. I was thinking about toxic masculinity, and it just seems to me it's funny living here in Switzerland. You just don't feel it as much as in the U.S. But I know Switzerland, and I see Switzerland as such a patriarchal society, but it doesn't feel as toxic as the United States. What's your take on all of that?
I think that you're right. I think that certainly in the expat community, there is that greater feeling of support for each other. You know, maybe because we don't have our family so close by, we make friendships much more quickly. We build trust much more quickly, and we are each other's family. And I think that's one of the things that we really want to build on. And when we're talking about mental health in our community, is can we extend that care and compassion, that support, to supporting each other in our mental health as well? You know, we're very, very good at supporting each other in our times of need for all sorts of other issues. But when it comes to mental health, sadly, it's still the same as in other countries. People still feel ashamed to speak up, and the rates are high.
So besides the event next week, how can people get in touch with Health First? What can people do if they feel a need to reach out to someone
if they don't have support? But please do, all the information to getting in touch with us is on our website. We've got a wonderful team of instructors who offer training in first aid and awareness. All our English-speaking nurses, midwives and doctors. And we run a series of programs to raise awareness around mental health and physical health and well-being. We run courses both in organizations, but also in local communities. And we also have courses that individuals can sign up to as well. So you don't have to be part of a group to join our courses as well. We have classes available just for the public.
And that website is healthfirst.ch
healthfirst.ch, yeah.
Okay, that's great. And for signing up for the Movember events, they go to the Health First website as well?
Absolutely, Gary, yes. And right on the front page there, you'll see a beautiful Mo, and below that will be the Register Here button. It couldn't be easier.
Okay, that's great. And listeners, we will have all the information on the Facebook site, our Facebook SwissPats page as well. So please look for info, sign up for this live event. This is it's a very important event, especially in these times.
Thank you
very much for coming on, Mecki. I appreciate it.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much for having me and for raising awareness of this really important, at this time, so important. Take care.
My pleasure.
And good luck with your Mo. It's looking great.
Thank you. It's always some facial hair going on. It just happens to be the mustache this time. Thank you, Mecki. I appreciate it. Yodeling!